An Invitation to the Dance, written and read by Waldo. Fandom, Torchwood. Pairing, Lisa Yanto. Rating, G. Summary. Yanto expected retcon, not a job offer. Written for Live Journal's Last Fix Standings Important Letter Challenge. Author's note. This story was written before the episode Fragments aired and is AR for that story, for that episode. They were a week out of the carnage and starting to shake off the immediate sense of shock. Torchwood 2 and 3 had come to coordinate the cleanup now that they'd put a cover in place that would explain to the rest of the world why a skyscraper on the Canary Wharf coast was now missing, and why they thought they'd seen metal men in their yards. McAllister from 2 seemed to defer greatly to the leader of Torchwood 3 out of Cardiff. Harkness, Yanto remembered, a Captain Harkness who was apparently from America, but a member of the RAF and now stationed in Cardiff. There was a field tent set up just to the west of the wreckage of the building. This was apparently this Harkness fellow's office. After being told to stay home for 3 days, he was now being recalled to the site of the disaster to be interviewed. Yanto swallowed. He'd written a series of notes and put them in his diary, his computer, his mirror, and even a breakfast cereal box. Even if they retconned him, he would find a way to remember Lisa. To remember where she was, what she needed, and why he needed to be the one to take care of her. As he approached, he saw large machines pulling beams and huge chunks of concrete and piling them elsewhere. A small horde of people then meticulously picked over the debris in the newest exposed layer of disaster. He stopped and watched, blinking when his vision went blurry, refusing to let the tears fall. Not now. "Are you a Yanto Jones?" Yanto stared at the unexpected voice. He tugged on the edges of his suit jacket and turned to face a petite Asian woman who was looking at him with a mix of pity and curiosity. "Yes," he offered her his hand. "Yanto Jones, from archiving." The young woman nodded and shook his hand. "I'm Toshiko Sato. I just started working for Torchwood 3 in Cardiff a few weeks ago. Jack, my boss, he'd like to see you." Yanto nodded. That much had been made apparent in the answer phone message he'd received that night when he'd come home from checking on Lisa. "Lead the way." Toshiko led Yanto to the tent where Jack Harkness was flipping through some files on a laptop. "Jack, this is..." Jack stood offering a hand. "Yanto Jones, nice to meet you, I'm..." "Jack Harkness," Yanto said, "too could play at this game, and he wasn't about to let this guy take him down without a fight. Lisa was worth more than that." Jack nodded and held out a hand. "Thanks for coming out here. I know it can't be easy being back here." Yanto scowled, but at the same time he softened a little inside. It was possible he was selling this Harkness fellow a bit short. Perhaps he wasn't the unfeeling bastard Yvonne had always made him out to be. "It's..." Yanto took a deep breath and tried to articulate his feelings. "It's surreal, to be honest, sir." Jack nodded and sat back down. "Have a seat. Tosh, can you give us a minute?" Toshiko nodded and squeezed Yanto's shoulder as she left. For a brief moment, he wasn't sure if it had been in sympathy for being back at the site of the tower, or for being left alone with Jack. "I hear you've got a pretty good memory," Jack said as he picked up an old-fashioned fountain pen and tapped it gently on a legal pad. "Yes, sir," Yanto answered. "Until you drug me, that is." He winced at the thought. He'd taken all reasonable precautions to be able to defeat the retcon. He just needed to be able to get through this interview. Jack pushed the pen and pad across the table to him. "I need you to make a list of every alien artifact that might be buried in that rubble." Yanto looked up at him quizzically. "You don't have a computer inventory." Jack shot his laptop an evil look. "Your boss wasn't big on sharing data with anyone. That included me and McAllister. Your computer system, well, crash doesn't even begin to describe it." Yanto jerked back at the callous comment. "Sorry," Jack said. I've seen a lot of death. Sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my brain. I didn't mean to be disrespectful." Yanto nodded, accepting the apology. He picked up the pen and began to write. Almost 3 hours later, Yanto had drained Jack's fountain pen and switched to his own ballpoint. He had a cramp, and his back was sore from hunching over the wrong side of the desk. When he handed the list back, Jack flipped through it. "That's a lot of stuff." "Yes, sir," Yanto answered neutrally. Just then there was a rap on the canvas of the tent. "Jack, Tosh said you have that Jones fellow in here. He's the last one. Can I have him?" The bloke in the doorway immediately set Yanto's teeth on edge. He really didn't want to go anywhere with him. Yanto Jones, Owen Harper. Owen's the physician on our staff in Cardiff. I'd like him to give you a once-over, if you don't mind. I don't have a hospital report in your file for the past week, and I'd prefer if everyone were checked out. Yanto sighed. Yes, sir. Yanto stood and followed the dodgy doctor to another tent. The physical was manageable enough, even if the doctor's bedside manner was atrocious. Your hands are still a little blistered, Dr. Harper said. He pulled a vial of pills and a tube of cream from a chest with a large red cross on it. Here's some painkillers and some cream. Other than that, I think you're fit enough. Yanto nodded. Thank you. He jumped off the portable exam table. Jack wants to see you before you go, the doctor said as Yanto made it to the flap. Yanto headed back to Jack's office, tucking the cream into his jacket pocket, and considered tossing the pain pills in the bin, until he realized he might be able to use them for Lisa. He cleared his throat as he stood in the open doorway. Sir, Dr. Harper said you wanted to see me again. Jack came from around his desk. Yeah, I was going to get lunch. You want to go? Yanto wondered how much of a fuss would be made if he declined the invitation, ducking Jack's chance to spike his tea with retcon. I was actually hoping to go home. He held up the bottle of pills. Dr. Harper seems to think these will put me right to sleep. Ah, Jack said, reaching one hand into the pocket of his greatcoat. Then I'll just give you this. Yanto's heart skipped a beat, fully expecting Jack to simply hand him the little white tablet and watch him swallow obediently. He wasn't prepared for Jack to hand him a letter. What's this? His eyes skipped back and forth between Jack and the paper. Come work for me in Cardiff, Jack said quietly. We're a small group. Owen and Tosh you've met. Susie's out there supervising the salvage operations. We could use some help. Someone with good organizing skills, a good researcher, and having a Welsh native around certainly couldn't hurt. Yanto finally accepted the letter and unfolded it slowly. Sure enough, it was an offer to transfer to Cardiff's branch of Torchwood. He wasn't sure what to say. Jack patted his shoulder. I know this is kind of sudden. Go home, think about it for the next few days. I'll be here for at least another week. Come back and let me know. Yanto knew better than to look too eager, even though he already knew what his answer would be. He clutched the letter tightly in his fist. I'll let you know by Thursday, sir, Yanto answered. I look forward to hearing from you, Jack said, shaking his hand once again. Yanto hurried back to his car, back to Lisa. Moving her would be difficult. Finding a good place to hide her in Cardiff might be even harder. But he wasn't being retconned back to nursery school, and maybe, just maybe, he could find the answers they needed if he stayed with Torchwood.